We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the fourth wide line. The first word of the line is Dina Kama, end of that line. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. HaKoysev Kol Nechasav Le'ishdoi Le'osel La'apachapa. A person who has children, he has sons, and he writes in his shtar that he's giving everything to his wife. He's giving everything. Kol Nechasav Le'ishdoi. So Chazal said, it's considered almost a milsa b'loy taima, but Chazal said that a person would not take away all the chasa from his children. He's not doing that. What he's trying to do is, he wants his children to respect their mother after he dies, and therefore he's making her into apatropos. The oimidas is, a person does not leave his children destitute, and he's giving everything, and giving everything to his wife. He's not doing that. What he wanted to do, he wanted to make her apotropos, and wanted them to give her covet. So therefore, avada belongs to all the mamanis, belongs, the whole estate belongs to the children, but the mother is in charge. When they need something, they want to make a sale, whatever they want to do, they have to ask the mother, because the mother is in charge. She's the trustee, and she's in charge, and she's the apotropos. And we're talking about Shchimira. Even Gedalim, yeah, talking about Gedalim. But he wanted the wife to get respect. We're talking about Shchimira here. And in such a case, now if they speak out, the Rishonim speak out that if he doesn't give, like the Rishonim speaks out, that he only gives all the nechasim. But let's say he says, you know, I'm giving half my nechasim to my wife. Then and we say then taka half a nechasim to the wife, because you're not leaving the children destitute. You're giving something to the wife, something to the kids. That would make sense. But he said, I'm giving everything to the wife. That the oimed das is giving everything to the wife. You want to mechavet her. You don't really mean to give it to her. You mean to give it to the children, and just to make her into a. Just make her into trustee in order to give her covet. That's a salacha. Like the Gemara's going to say later on, so Gemara, I'm getting it ready, that this is considered like a tlas mili, the shavinu rabbanan kehilchas ablai taima. It's like a hilchas ablai taima. That's what it is. But it's a tkana of chazal. Now that's with the wife. Now there's other people who also have the same halacha. Pshita, benoya gadol, the same thing. If you take your oldest son and you give him all the nechasim, loy osu el apotropos. The halacha is that you only made him an apotropos. And we're going to speak something out very important soon, so hold the kashrus for a second. So why? Because it says in the pasuk, it says, ve'es, kave es avicha ve'es imecha, and the Gemara dash the ksuba is ve'es rav zechicha agadol. So you want everyone to respect the older brother. When you give everything to the older brother, all you mean is to make him an apotropos. The Gemara questions, b'noya katamai, there is no chiv to mechabit him. What do you say there? Even if you give all the nechasim to your little child who's still in the cradle, what you mean is to make him into a trustee and not into the complete owner, not making the rest of the kids destitute. That's the Gemara says by my wife, and says even by the children. So the kashya probably everyone's probably asking to themselves, we just finished the sugya of Reichen and Breika, that I could give my nechasim to one child or other child. So you see, it's not apotropos. I give one ben menah on him and give everything. So the Rashbam, a long Rashbam with Daf Kuf Lamed, asks his kasha. Doesn't ask it over here. He asks it before. He says, there it says, we pass the Rechen and Breaker. So he asks, V'hodam Rino L'kamon, if you want to see this Rashbam, it's around 10 lines in the bottom of Kuf Lamed, the middle of the line starts. V'hodam Rino L'kamon, Omer Shmuel, Koytzeko Nechasel Ish Le'osel Apotropa, V'amrinon, who had then nami libenoi them kasloi kon the chasav loy also b'trapas. Not only a wife, it's a son also. Zok the Rashbam materis like this. Ha nemili kasav loshem matana. Either he wrote the loshem matana or imer loshem matana. The lechvoy da yechav and like a son chasav. Av a loshem Yerusha kana kovedin tayra kenafka b'yemen chilas banav. Says the teretz is dafka if you're loshem matana loshem Yerusha, then the son gets everything. The bishlam loshem matana ikle b'yemen hikle an nechas liyus b'ches kasvin avachapas. Shagam kush also avachapas is kaim matanasoi. She yesh noisim matana gemura v'yesh noisim matana l'apotropos. There's a matana called l'apotropos matana. Av Yerusha, no such thing as a Yerusha apotropos of Yerusha. No such thing. So if you give it to Yerusha, it means that you are b'makim the father and you are the owner. So therefore, because apotropos is not called Yerush, and therefore that's what he says. That's his teretz. Other Rishonim say another teretz. They say it's different between ksiva and amira v'peh. We're not getting into that. It's the Rifs teretz. We're going to say what our Rishonim's teretz, which is klar bein loshon matana bein koisev matana. That's the vark. That's the chilik. This is talking about you wrote about loshon matana, and before is talking about that you was loshon Yerusha. That's the teretz. Now, vayitin this idea of apotropos. So pshita benoy va'achar, and the Rashbam also says pshita. And this will go with the main pshat of the Rashbam. Pshita benoy va'achar, which means either he gave it to a son or a achar. So achar b'matana uvayim noy apachopis. The halacha is that if you write all your nechasim to a stranger, there you didn't make him apachopis. What's the reason? The Rashbam says there's no reason why to mechaben him. So if you wanted to make him apachopis, you would have spoke out apachopis. If you write matana to him, you're giving everything away. If it's only if it's a son or a wife, then we say you want everyone to mechaben them. But when it's a stranger, if I give all my nechasim to a stranger, all the nechasim go to the stranger. So pshita, b'noi v'achar, achar b'matono, b'noi apachopis.
What is in b'noi v'achar?
It's two different cases. B'noi or achar. We're raising us b'noi, right? It's true. Yeah, we're saying all things that are possible. All we're setting up for the next thing. All the things that are possible. These are all things that are possible. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, we'll see, the next five cases are more of a discussion. Even though the first two will say it's possible, no, none of five cases coming up. Ishtoy arusa, v'ishtoy grusha matana. If someone gives his wife, who's only has kedushin with that wife, or he gives all the nechasim to his ex-wife, it's also matana, because no way you want your children to mechabed your ex-wife or your wife that you're engaged to. There's no way, and therefore it means matana. It's like a stranger. Boy lehu bas etzal habonim v'isha etzal achem v'isha etzal bnei abal. The shayla like this: a bas etzal habonim. What about if you give all the nechasim to the daughter, even though you have sons? Do you say you're trying to give her all the nechasim, or you're just making her apotropis? Do you want your sons to respect the bas? What's the tzad? So the Rashbam explains, since there's a tzad, because halacha is, nechasim u'atim, who gets them? Let's say you have very few little nechasim. Halacha is, the bonus get mezainis, and the bonus go collecting, because it's not a kavadik for a bonus to go collecting. See, we worry about the kavad of the bonus. So maybe this is the idea, I want to mechabed my daughter. Or, you say no, there's no din, it's only gabi collecting, but the gabi, this is the thing, is also selling things, so therefore you probably try to give him a tano. That's the shal bas etzabonim. Isha etzachim, means like this, the guy left over no children, but he has brothers. And he said, I want to give all the nechasim to my wife. Does he mean to give all the nechasim to his wife? Or, the next yerush is the ach. And he just meant that the wife should be a trustee and let the brothers respect the wife. Even though there's no chiv to respect them. Third shayla, which is really the fifth case, is the isha is of bnei abal. What about the bnei abal who have a stepmother, and he gave all the nechasim to the stepmother? Do they want the bnei abal to respect her or not? And what's the shayla? So Rashbam says, the loy havali bonamena. These weren't the mother. The name of apachapa shavi kedusha chavdu abena shechayv choydai. Aviyesu bonam visha acheres inan chayv choydai kol kach elam miyatura the kra esavichol rabbis eshav. It's only a ribui, and therefore you're not chayv in the kvoida. So what's the kasha? Chayv, it's a little bit shvay. This Rashbam, he's saying it's only yatura. So what? Why is the rice the mechabed? So why don't you say the same thing? So beetzem you can ask the kasha with a knech. My shvager Baruch Yonah called me about this Shver Rashbam yesterday. Shver Rashbam. My said the Mashal talks about it. Now, there's a kashi yesterday with Knech. We found by why is Bnei God considered a kibbutz? Because also the Eser Rebus, same thing. So Mashal Mamash asks for a kasha, and the Mashal says there's a big important halacha here. The din that you have to mechabed the father's wife is only in the father's lifetime. But Esav, when the father dies, there's no chiyuv the rice anymore to mechaber the wife, and that's why it's a shayla over here. Did they make a? Did we say that the Oymer Das says you want to mechaber the wife? There is a din when you're alive, but since it's only a limud of Esavicha, it's only when you're alive. That's what the Maharsha learns. Pshat over here, he says, that's the vart. He says, even from the Krah, he says, Dafka achay of Oviv who the kapper. Av acha moisei ene chayav mechvoidai ki is behead the perak and noisei. So therefore, maybe it's not. That's the three shayles we have over here. Bas eitzal bonim, a daughter when the sons, or isha eitzal achim, or isha eitzal bnei abal mahu. Omar Avinus made the Rava, but kulu loy kana. By all of them, they are apotropis. Levar me ishtoy arusa ishto grusha. There, it definitely means matana because I don't want anyone to respect them. So the three cases of the shayla are all taka cases of loy kana, the all apotropis taka. Because I want the mechabed, I want the mechabed the daughter, I want them to mechabed my wife, my brothers to mechabed my wife. It's really going to the brothers. The isha is of bnei abal also that the children are kainet and mechabed the isha. That's what he says. Rabbi Avira Mishmei the Rav Amar, even though it sounds different, it's very similar. Rabbi Avira Mishmei the Rav Amar, but kulu kani, they're all kind of the na'apachapis. Levar ma'isha etza achim ve'isha etza bnei abal. So isha etza achim and isha abal are apachapis. The other three are kind of. So it's everyone agrees. Ishtar arusa v'ishtar grusha. It's matana and not apachapis. Everyone agrees. Isha Itzachem, Isha Ismael, are apotropis, one kibbud. What's the difference between Mandi Amrim? Bas Bein Abonim. Lefi the first Mandi Amar, Bas Bein Abonim, also are not koina, the Bas not koina. We want the brothers to mechaber the sister. According to the second Mandi Amar, but Kulu Koni, which means that Bas Bein Abonim is koina, the Nechasim has no din respect to respect them. So that's what comes out. This is a murder gemara. It's a murder gemara if you think about it, that how covenant is very important. You have an ex-wife, you're worth $10 million. I gave the ex-wife $10 million. If it's your real wife, she gets nothing. All she gets is the trustee job. If it's your ex-wife, she gets $10 million. It took me a little while to get used to this idea, but that's what's so state in the gemara. Because the pshat is that, the word is that, you want to, if I'm giving an ex-wife $10 million, I'm giving her $10 million, I'm not trying to make her a trustee. There's no vart of covet. There's no Indian of covet. Your own wife is Indian of covet, and you want to give it to your kids, you want to get, they want to have the covet. And that's where this whole gemara to understand that there's certain cases of covet, not covet, and like upon them, there's five cases which were a little bit of a discussion. Ishta Grushtoi, Ishta Matana, Bas Yitzabonim, Ishta Yitzachim, and Ishta Yitzabonim Abal, Ishta Yerusha Yitzgrushtoi Vishua Matana, Ishta Yitzachim, Vishta Yitzabonim Abal Vishua Apachopis, and the shayla is, Machlaikas is, Bas Yitzabonim.